No, he only emancipates our slaves. They said what his real goal is to incite slave rebellion in the Confederate States. That's what Lincoln is really up to. Many Democrats in the North agreed. They said Lincoln was being hypocritical. Some radicals and abolitionists were also disappointed. They found it hard to answer some foreign critics who agreed with a sneering London newspaper that observed that the principle behind the proclamation was not that one human being could not own another. That wasn't the principle, said this paper. The principle was that only human beings loyal to the Union could own another. And this seemed to them to be wrong. But I think these critics missed the point of the proclamation. It was a war measure aimed at the war-making capacity and resources of the Confederacy. Under the Constitution, Lincoln could do that. He couldn't take property from loyal citizens. Lincoln's proclamation really reaffirmed and then moved beyond all the acts that Congress had passed to that point. It did so in a dramatic way, a very dramatic way. It, in effect, announced a new Union war aim. Lincoln had that advantage of being president. Whatever a president does, almost anything a president does, gets more attention than individual acts of Congress. Lincoln understood that, and this was a clear attempt on his part to take the lead on this issue. Nearly 100,000 ex-slaves had already achieved freedom by fleeing to Union lines in Virginia and Louisiana and Tennessee. West Virginia would soon be entering the Union on the condition that it abolish slavery. That was one of the stipulations that Congress made when West Virginia would come into the Union later in 1863. Movements to abolish slavery would soon grow in Missouri and Tennessee and Maryland. All of those states would get rid of slavery before the war was over. Only Kentucky resisted. Kentucky would not get rid of slavery until it was forced to. But the key thing about the proclamation is that it meant that whenever federal armies occupied more Confederate territory, every mile that Union forces penetrated into the Confederacy now, they would take freedom with them. Freedom would go wherever the army went. The number of freed slaves would grow. Northern armies now marched not only to restore the Union, but also to free slaves. That was the practical effect. Even if the men in the armies weren't that concerned about freeing slaves, the fact that the Emancipation Proclamation was in place meant that as they marched southward, freedom marched with them. The Emancipation Proclamation meant that if the North eventually did triumph over the Confederacy, there would be a new type of Union, not a slightly modified version of the old Union. Lincoln had very wisely, I think, yoked emancipation to the North's military effort against the Confederacy. We must do this, he said, in effect, if we're to win the war and restore the Union. Do you want to restore the Union? Well, then we have to take this step on emancipation if we're going to be successful. The vast majority of Northerners who cared passionately about the Union could accept emancipation if presented on these terms, as a means to the larger end of Union. Many of them would have resisted any attempt to push emancipation forward as a goal on its own worthy of pursuit by the entire power of the United States, a goal that could stand separately from Union as something that men should fight and die for and the United States should expend its treasure for. I think it was an excellent example of Lincoln's political acumen. He read the Northern temper accurately, and he acted accordingly. Well, at the same time that Abraham Lincoln was wrestling with the question of how best to deal with emancipation in the summer of 1862, he also faced another enormous problem, and that was the problem of keeping sufficient men in uniform to carry out the North's strategic plans that would lead both to reunion and to emancipation. And what we will do in our next lecture is take a look at the subject of how both armies pursued their efforts to fill the armies and keep the war going.